the little engine that could be carried into battle. Soldiers in hostile territory have one question in common with civilians in new surroundings: where do I plug this in? This can refer to mobile radios, night vision goggles, satellite connections, a host of electronics that all need to be charged. In addition, there's the need to heat coffee, keep the lights on, provide warmth, and, as is occurring in Ukraine's battlefield, with no help from a bombed-out power grid. If a fighting force's need for power is critical now, with things like radar, communications and medical equipment, future warriors' needs will be insatiable. Directed energy weapons, colloquially ray guns, which are already in development, will require thousands of watts. Forget food, the modern army marches on its power. Carrying the engine of a 10 kilowatts generator in a rucksack, even a downsized one, may be too much for an already overburdened infantry soldier. The weight that a soldier is expected to carry into battle has grown. From ancient times to the American Civil War, all a soldier had to carry weighed 40 pounds. That jumped to 60 pounds in World War I. In the Grenada skirmish, soldiers' gear weighed in at 120 pounds. Today, a U.S. Marine is expected to be able to carry a load of 152 pounds for 9 miles while doing 20-minute miles one. So why not carry a generator, if not whole, then in parts? If you are thinking of your grandpa's generator, a coughing, sputtering beast that would have to be rolled onto the battlefield on a truck, trailer, or forklift, think again. The U.S. Army will soon have a new compact genset that weighs only 75% as much as the old diesel genset. Enter liquid piston. We first heard of liquid pistons rotary engines in 2021. Since then, the Connecticut-based company has found favor with the U.S. military, receiving a total of $30 million in defense contracts. Liquid Pistons XTS-210 engine, about the size of a basketball and a quarter the weight of diesel generator's engine, produces just as much power, 10 kilowatts. Liquid Piston will be selling $8.3 million worth of XTS-210 rotary engines to Polaris Alpha Advanced Systems, a Parsons company, in support of a $14.9 million Other Transaction Authority, OTA, prime contract for U.S. Army Expeditionary Intelligent Tactical and Expeditionary Power awarded by the Department of Defense Ordnance Technology Consortium, DOTC, in 2022. Since 2021, Liquid Piston has amassed over $20 million of Department of Defense contracts. The Liquid Piston Generator Set, Genset, will be approximately one quarter the size and weight of the currently fielded Advanced Medium Mobile Power Source, AMPS, generator system, according to Liquid Piston in its announcement. Given its smaller footprint and inverter-type operation, Liquid Piston's new genset could replace multiple existing generator power classes with a single genset platform, greatly simplifying Army genset procurement and logistics. Not only does the Liquid Piston rotary engine offer portability, but it also operates using 8% less fuel. The overburdened infantry soldier, now carrying generator parts, can take heart in saving the lives of fuel supply drivers. Fuel trucks were the favorite targets of roadside bombs in Middle East conflicts. Half of the fatalities suffered by U.S. forces in Iraq and 40% of those in Afghanistan were due to attacks on fuel convoys, according to a Deloitte study too. Liquid Piston hopes to parlay its success with the military into success in the consumer marketplace, which Alex Skolnick, co-founder and CEO of a Liquid Piston, sees as a $4 billion global portable generator market. Corrected October 5, 2023. Change from three-quarters the weight to a quarter the weight. 1. James King, the overweight infantryman, Modern War Institute at West Point, January 10, 2017. 2. Christopher Hellman for U.S. Military, More Oil Means More Death, Forbes, November 12, 2009.